Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is full of joy. Knowing God is full of joy. Doing His wisdom, His work, His will, His ways, understanding His knowledge is full of joy because it's full of life. Even though things around you can be bad, unfavorable, distasteful, even tragedy, the Lord can give you joy on the inside and show you how to help pick up the pieces, how to help people in their worst condition. The kingdom of God comes to heaven, and it comes from heaven to earth by words. People speaking the wonderful words of God. We've been talking about knowledge this week, how the you have to use the good knowledge to drive out the dark knowledge, the bad knowledge. The enemy show you an elusive side of his knowledge. And once people receive it, it interferes with how they understand the Lord. This is how people come to a point that their heart is hardened. It's not an accident, it's an attack against them, and then they are used as a weapon against those who love God. The enemy, you know, when people live in darkness too long, darkness hardens the heart. And it always starts with deception, and it ends with rebellion and defiance. People are groomed in darkness in stages. They come to a point where they hate what's right and they love what's wrong. And to the wicked, there is no peace. They have no peace, and there's no life in their actions. So the enemy gave them a mindset that destroys life and feeds off life. In other words, people who love wickedness, they are not productive people. Anybody can be wicked. As a person, they may do productive things. They may have a good job. They may be a businessman. They may be a doctor, a lawyer. They may just not believe in God. And on the side, they love pornography or something. And they get into wickedness, and it consumes their life. And they hate whoever would turn them away from their love for that wickedness. That's over time. The good thing is most people are not that way, but over time they will be if they don't do something about it. And some people are so consumed with the wickedness, they don't want it in their life, and they don't even want it anymore, but they can't get out of it. And sometimes they commit suicide, not knowing how to get out of it. And they won't receive Christ. Who can get them out of it? Deception and rebellion work. They work over time. The reason I'm exposing this is because when people don't set out to just not love God. Something, the enemy set them up to be that way. And growing in the Lord takes love and it takes trust. You have to appreciate and desire the things of God, and or you won't go that way. Jesus said in St. John 3:17 that they don't come to the light because they don't want their darkness exposed. That's why people avoid the light. That's why when they hear the gospel, they get upset or they walk the other way. There are so many people in hell, they remember the attempts of others trying to get them to be saved. And they would see them coming and they'd leave. And they remember this. Remember something. When you are a spirit being more than you are a natural being. The enemy deceives people into believing that they're just natural, and when they die, they're dead and there's nothing else. That's a lie. You are made in God's image. You will always be just like He always is. So you will always be aware of who you are and where you come from. And the Lord gave you the gift of life, and you have to go forward, growing in the Lord in order to secure your life. You can't allow the poisonous darkness of this world inside your life. You have to drive it out. And because people don't drive it out, the enemy has something to nag them with. And he tries to hijack your emotions. The more I learn about the Lord's word, about his word and how he do things, the words of God, they work. They work together to give you control of your own life. The word of God puts you in control of your emotions, your decisions, your abilities. And you can think. You can understand. You can see what's right. You can understand what to do and how to do it. But without the love of God, you can't. With the love of God, you can. And you don't have to get upset just because other people are upset. You don't have to get in temptation because somebody's trying to tempt you. You don't have to fall for bait. No kind of bait. You don't have to go down the wrong road. Because the life of God is strength itself. Even if you're weak, the Lord promised he would give us a way of escape so we can bear it, so we can survive it. But who wants to live in survival mode? I've had to escape before. I've been in positions where I had to take the way of escape. And the Lord always gave me a way of escape when I was weak. But you can grow beyond weakness. All you have to do is receive more light and keep rejecting darkness. And the darkness, whatever it is, whatever you've done, the darkness can become a thing of the past. You can drive the Canaanites out of your promised land. Just like Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites, the witchcraft people, they were supposed to drive them out, not make deals with them. That represents the fact. I used to wonder why did this God just make them leave or something? But God don't. He can't hijack your will. It represents the nation of Israel represents your heart. You receive God's knowledge just like the people of Israel received the words of Moses, and you go and drive out the enemy. All right, the darkness of this world is your enemy. It's not your friend. It didn't come to help you. It came to destroy and turn you against God himself. So you have to drive out those things. That's your responsibility, not God's. And the reason people have nagging problems and lasting temptations and the in and the out, they're up and they're down, they're depressed, because they allow the darkness to hang around. What is darkness? Anything that's opposite of God's word. What's the world system? The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. We cover this often, but faith comes by hearing. When you drive these things, you don't have to suffer through the conditions of the world. You can drive it out, and it can be gone, and you can live without it. And then you can pay attention and receive more of God's word, which will make you stronger against it. And you'll grow in wisdom and you'll increase. See, a lot of people don't know that you'll grow in wisdom and increase. I hear so many Christians say, well, yeah, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. And they act like they have to deal with their flesh being weak forever, but they don't. The flesh it is, if you don't do anything, it stays weak. But if you receive the word of God, renew your mind, you'll bridle the flesh, and the flesh will act like a tame horse. You know, I watch Westerns sometime, and when they park their horses, they just throw the rope over the tie bar that they tie their horses to. It's not even tied, but the horse don't leave. And then somebody shoot at them, and the horse still don't leave. Why? Because the horse knows his master. He knows what to do. And your flesh is no different. You bridle it. The word say bridle it. It can be bridled. And the flesh can come to a point that it enjoys the word of God. Sometimes before people renew their mind, they don't have enough appetite for the word of God to listen to it all day. But I'm going to tell you something. I started listening to the word, and the more I listened to the word, I was more equipped to drive out darkness, and my appetite for the word got greater. Now, I love music. I used to listen to jazz and Bill Motors. I used to listen to music and just enjoy it, and Bill Motors and work out, you know, and just have a good time. But I started listening to the word, and I stopped feeling dry. I started feeling more alive. The Lord started teaching me things. I love when God teaches me things. Now, I don't study to minister per se. I study to live. And ministry is a byproduct of living. And the Lord keeps showing me these wonderful concepts. And I love it. It's interesting to me. And I like to listen to other people who have assignments. This is my assignment. And I take it very serious. And I do the best I can. Now, you may hear a little road noise because I do most of these broadcasts when I'm on my way to work. But I have to. I do a radio ministry, and I have to work on the side to do it. So bear with my road noise. Hear the word of God. You know, I am a working man doing the will of God. I will not drop what God gave me to do. I will complete it. So bear with my road noise. And if I was very wealthy, it would be different. But I'm working as I go, just like some of you have to do. You can do a mighty work with what you have. God can take what you have and use your gifts, talents, and abilities to do that work that he has for you. But first you have to get to know him. And you can do these things. But drive out the darkness. Because people come to a point where they have no appetite for the things of God. I've seen children, they grow old. They get old enough to make their own decisions and move out of their parents' house, and they don't go back to church anymore. And they don't take their children to church. And they act like they never heard the word. Why would people fall from such a wonderful way of life? And they make friends with people that think like them, whatever they think, and that's the kind of people that they're going to hang with. People hang with people that think like them. And they marry people who think like them. And sometimes the enemy they know that the person you're interested in, he knows that whoever you're interested in, if they're turning to the world, he'll use them as a weapon to turn you to the world. And if you love the world and they love God, he'll use you as a weapon to turn them from God. See, you can't. If you allow the darkness, it's going to get to a point you won't be able to control the darkness. There are parents, they can't give their children godly advice because they don't have a love for God, and they can't do it. And they don't want to, but they all want their children to go to heaven. But they teach their children deception and other things that are full of darkness. They may have had a bad marriage, and they've been around people whose marriage didn't work, and they have no faith that their children will have a good marriage. And they teach their children, well, you know, if you shack up, what's the difference of people getting divorced? And that's wrong. But they can't tell their children right because they don't believe what's right. And their heart is hardened against what God is. They never took time to hear God out for themselves. You have to hear the Lord out. Why did he say marriage? Why did he do this? Why is fornication wrong? Why is adultery wrong? If you don't know God, it can seem all right. That they have another logic. They say, well, you can't tell whether a person gonna do right or wrong. And if you meet somebody that like you for you, you know, what's wrong with that? That's wrong. When you marry, learn how to be married. Love your wife. See, your darkness, it looks good from a certain, everything looks good from a certain point of view. And there's a logic that seems to justify in the darkness. And it will harden your heart. And over time, you will hate God over it. You can't serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. Sin, if you love sin, it becomes your master. You'll have to serve it. And everything of the enemy, everything, hear me good, everything of the enemy will take the controls of your life from you. I've seen people on crack when all their whole life is spent trying to get more crack. When men get into pornography and fornication and adultery, anything goes with them. And their love for what's right is consumed. And they're out of control. They can't control their own will anymore. When people drink, they're the same way. When people gamble, they're the same way. They have gambling debt and lose everything trying to get rich. Even if they win, they go back and lose it. Sin is terrible. And it will hijack your life, and you'll be at the bottom end of the puppet strings. Sin is nothing but dry bone darkness. You'll be dead with dry bones. And all your activity will be works against your own life. And it will spread out. Your children will learn it, and they'll do the same thing. We bear fruit after our type. That's why it's so important to learn God's word in the first place and do what's right. Now, learn what's right ahead of time. Before you get trapped in sin, you have to learn your enemy. You have to learn what sin is so you don't be consumed. And you have to do it today. Why put off salvation? If a millionaire came and said, you know, I think I'll write you a check for $10,000. And then later on, I'll give you $20,000. And then he'll say, can I do that? And you'll say, well, not today, maybe later. That's what people do with salvation. Somebody tell them about Jesus Christ, how he washed their sins away. They can go to heaven. They explain it. And they say, you want to get saved? Not now. I'll do that later. That'll confuse the millionaire every time somebody do that. Because it takes so long to make $10,000 or $20,000. He'll say, all right, well, let me say this here. What if I give you $50,000 and then you can start a business and I'll make sure everything is going good and you can... And if you get to a certain point in your business, I'm going to give you a house. And they say, well, maybe later. Isn't that stupid? Consider it with me. God has given you heaven itself. You don't just get an insurance policy that you can't see, touch, or feel. You're getting the peace of God. You're getting the life of God. And eventually, If you do the works of the ministry, you're going to be rewarded. Everything that you do in obedience, from paying tithes to being nice to loving people, God, it set things in motion and God rewards us for it. When you do what you're supposed to, teach your children in the way that they should go, God's going to reward you for that. He's good that way. Why? Because your children will do the same. They'll be after they will. Their generations will be like you. And what you put in motion will stay in motion. And they will. And God will be able to use them over a lifetime. people will live because of your love. Remember, the kingdom of God comes to earth by words. It starts with words. Wonderful words of God. When you express the love of God to people, then it can help. God can use that to assist people and change the course of their life. People come to know the Lord by love, by your loving words that you speak. And it works. When this is in place, God has something to work with. And people will ever increase. And you will be rewarded for it. Beside the point, they might even become a great minister, a man of God. And it has happened before. And God will reward you for being there for that person. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. And sad to say, the darkness works is just as dangerous. It's effective too. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.